Chapter 6. Washington, D.C., June 2011. As DeMarco walked into Mahoney's office, he heard his boss say, "Yes, Mr. President, I'll do what I can. Thank you for calling." Mahoney hung up the phone and shook his head. "You know, I like that young guy, but..." DeMarco assumed he was referring to the president. "But one of these days I'm going to have to explain to him that I don't work for him." DeMarco didn't know what Mahoney was talking about, and he didn't care. "Mavis said you wanted to see me," DeMarco said, but Mahoney ignored him as he filled his coffee cup from a carafe on his desk and then added a shot of bourbon. John Fitzpatrick Mahoney, dressed in a gray suit and wearing a Kelly green tie in tribute to his shanty Irish ancestors, was a handsome man with a large, hard gut, a broad back, and a wide butt. His most distinctive feature was a full head of snow-white hair. He had been Speaker of the United States House of Representatives for so long that people had a hard time remembering who the previous Speaker was. But he was no longer the Speaker. The year before, he had lost his job when the Republicans took control of the House. Some Democrats urged Mahoney to fall upon his sword and resign for the sake of the party. To these folks, Mahoney's response had been, "Go fuck yourselves." He figured it wasn't his fault the economy was in the toilet and other Democrats didn't know how to run a decent campaign. He'd been a U.S. congressman for so long he didn't know how to do anything else, and at his age he wasn't about to get a real job. So he'd bullied the Democrats into making him the minority leader, and he planned to stay in that position until his party could retake the House. And if they didn't, well, he was confident he'd continue to be reelected from his district in Boston.